One ball, two strikes. Nobody out for Meyer Grove in the seventh inning, and they lead 2-0. Fastball fouled out of play. That's going to scatter some fans. Ooh, down the right field line, and the count stays 1-2. Blake Henry's arrived for their game at 1:30. I don't see New London yet. I don't know if I recognize them. I think I would. One ball, two strikes. Jeff Meyer over in Cold Spring. He's listening to Baseball Today here on KASM. Here's a ground ball to third. Buddy picks it up to second for one, and Doles, that's all he's going to get as the speedy Alex Welly cruises past Niewind at first. So a fielder's choice. 5-4 on the force. One out, and Drake Meyer comes to the plate. Drake and Colton, they have four of the eight hits for Meyer Grove today. You said they're twins, huh? They are twins.
One doesn't want to have the other one outdo him, does he?
Drake Meyer, 2-for-2 with a walk. Eli Emerson taking a little more time now as Drake Meyer chops it slowly to short. Bach is up with it. No toss to Niewind at first. And 6-3 on the put out, and Bach is again. And it grunts it out as he goes back to his position at short.
Tough play on the body that there when you get to come across. It is. It's got to be hard on his right knee if that's the one he's got injured.
Yeah.
Better ankle, whatever it is. But
so, with two outs on the play, Andrew Welly goes to second, so he's in scoring position. Bacchus's only play was to first that time. Two outs. And Alex Welly, the catcher at the plate. And the pitch to Alex is low for a ball, 1-0. This Meyer Grove team has three Wellies, three Klopaks in the lineup, two Meyers, kind of like Stearns County teams, right? got a lot of family playing. Here's a pitch that's followed back and out of play by Alex Welly, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Eli Emerson looks back to second. The breaking ball finishes outside, and the count now 2 balls and a strike. Two on the count. Emerson's pitch on the inside corner. There's strike two, 2-2. 2 balls, two strikes. Well, he leads from second. Emerson glances back there again, and here's a drive to left center field. Adams coming hard, and Dusty will make the catch for the out. That'll do it for Meyer Grove here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. 6.5, Meyer Grove 2, and Richmond nothing. It's Region 15 seat baseball action on KASM. We're back in 1 minute.
For good conversation and your favorite libation, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and is always willing to serve up your favorite beverage. Corky's plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Don't forget to stop for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 till 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's carries electronic pool tabs. Good luck to the Richmond Royals from Corky's in Richmond. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
To the bottom of the seventh inning, Matt Imdick still on the mound for Fire Grove. Has pitched so well so far, giving up just 5 hits to Richmond. Has scattered them out.
I think that was Jaron warming up before for Fire Grove. Papagi, I think they're getting somebody ready just in case Matt runs into a little trouble here, which he hasn't yet so far in this game. He's scattering their Richmond hits, some 5 hits that Richmond has all over the place, so he's pitched a whale of a game so far.
The bottom third of the order for Richmond, Connor Dole, Corey Newham, and Kyle Buddy, the scheduled hitters. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Meyer Grove. No runs, 5 hits, and no errors for Richmond. Ground ball to third. Jordan Klofak, boy, he's been busy over there today.
Yeah,
throws it across the diamond, 5-3 on the put out of Connor Dole.
A lot of assists by the shortstop third basemen today. Buckus has been busy for Richmond.
Seven putouts today for the third baseman already.
Seven.
Wow. Here's Corey Newland. Corey 0-for-2. Pitch bouncing in the dirt from Matt Imdick. And 1-0. Imdick has the sign from Welly, and Newland takes a strike on the inside corner, and now 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Newland will chop it at the plate, foul, and the count now 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Newman taking his time to get back into the batter's box. And the kick of the pitch, low and outside, count 2-2. And just a comfortable day here at New Munich. The hazy sunshine. Fans enjoying it. Drake Meyer, too, over at first base, has had 9 putouts today. So he has been busy at first. Even though foul this one to the backstop on the breaking ball from Matt Imdick, and the count stays at 2-2. Thanks for listening to us here on KASM, 1150 AM on 107.7 FM on 105.5 HD2. You got us on our stream at mychasm.com. Or if you're listening on TuneIn Radio, that some of you are listening at today, thank you for that. Newland will follow it over the backstop. The count stays 2-2. That was right towards the food tent.
That was right on the corner. I thought somebody got hit over there, but
Imdick comes from the side, and Newland keeps battling Matt Imdick. A foul to the backstop.
I tell you, they got a lot of brick that they built around here now. It's all kind of like cement. Direct decorative cement block all the way around. That ball pops off of there quickly.
And the pitch. Newland laces it up the middle. A solid base hit. Boy, Corey Newland stuck around long enough in that at bat.
He kept
following pitch after pitch off and picked himself up the Royals' 6th hit today.
A curveball that hung a little bit there, Matt Imdick did, and Corey kept his weight back and just laced it up the middle. Kenny Mooney is going to run for Corey at first base, I would imagine, on a re-entry.
So Kenny Mooney out to run for Newland.
Here comes
Kyle Buddy to the plate. Coming up next on KASM, about a half an hour after this one's done, it is Lake Henry and New London Spicer. He takes curveball to Buddy, a strike called, and 0-1.
1-1 the count. Mooney's got to be careful over there. Bad impact. Yeah. Got a very good move. There's that quick move, and Mooney hops back to first. Oh, on the count, here's Matt Imdig's pitch, and Kyle Putty takes outside, sees that breaking ball, miss, and the count, 1-1. 1-1. The pitch, and Putty, oh, he laces it right off of Matt Imdig's leg, and it rolls between short and third. That one was headed up the middle. And Matt Imdick, I don't know if he stuck his foot out there just to try to stop it, but it's like it just caromed right off of it, ricocheted.
That's a shot off his leg. It just looks like that's a shortstop over there. It's short. It looks like Matt's okay.
Trying to walk it off on the pitcher's mound there, and he's not making a big deal out of it. Not seeing Kurtz or Doug Meyer come out and look at him. So if that hit the shoe, maybe? Because Matt never went down. That's a base hit for Kyle Putty. So first and second for the Royals.
I mean, like Matt's curveball starting to hang a little bit there to the last two hitters, like Nealon and Putty.
Here's Alex Putty at the plate, the first pitch of ball. And there's a strike on the outside corner. And the count, 1-1 to Alex Putty. Looking at this outfield for the Meyer Grove Rovers, they play pretty shallow. Here's a shot to third. It goes under the glove of Klopok, and everybody's going to be safe. There's a play that Jordan Klopok possibly could have made. Hit. They're going to give him a hit.
I think so. I kept the run from scoring there. Tough play. I think his only play would have probably been the third base.
That's right. So a hit for Alex Putty, and the hit's even on the scoreboard now at 8-8. And here's Adam Backus, and the first pitch from Matt Imdick is low and away, ball one. So the base is loaded for the Royals on the three straight singles. Adam Backus so far today, 1-for-2 with a walk. There's a strike and the count, 1-1 to Backus.
Middle infield's playing back for double play.
Her ball, there's strike two to Adam Backus. 1-2. Dusty Adams on deck. This top of the order has been up a lot today with runners in scoring position. And Backus will take inside a ball and 2-2.
Close pitch to take there, Randy, inside corner.
2-2. Adam Dick's curveball outside, and the count full now, 3-2. No place to put Backus. 2-0, Meyer Grove leading here in the seventh. Adam Dick ready from the stretch. The right-hander comes home, outside ball four, and he's going to walk in a run. Doug Meyer's going to go have a word with his pitcher, but a run has come in for Richmond. It's now a 2-1 game here in the seventh. Dusty Adams, the scheduled hitter for the Royals. Doug Meyer out to talk with Matt Imdick. And you really haven't seen anything different since you got hit with that line drive.
No, I haven't. I just noticed that his curveball isn't breaking quite as good as it had been earlier on in the game. And it seems like it's hanging up a little bit high. A couple of the base hits that I've seen, his curveball's hanging right now. So
Dusty Adams will come to the plate. Dusty was at the plate in the third inning with the bases loaded and grounded into a double play. Dusty was also at the plate in the fifth inning with runners at first and third and flew out to right field. So he comes to the plate with one out here in the seventh. Bases loaded again for Dusty. One run in for the Royals. A 2-1 game. Matt Imdick's pitch. It's high for a ball, 1-0. Wow. 1-0 the count. No activity in the Meyer Grove bullpen. Jim Dick ready. There's a strike called and 1-1. Scott Rugemer on deck for the Royals as the wind starts picking up out of that south-southeast, blowing straight out to left field. Adams takes outside for a ball. I don't know, Matt, thinks he's getting that corner, I believe, with that pitch. Looked a little bit outside from up here. 2-1 the count to Dusty Adams. Dick delivers, and Adams fouls it to the backstop, and the count now 2-2. 2-2 the count. Adams steps out of the box. Now he's back into the box. Ready on the mound, Imdick. And Adams fouls it off again, and the count stays 2-2. We got Todd Mankey. Mankey is listening today up in Detroit Lakes at WeFest.
Oh, my.
WeFest going on. Behave yourself, Todd.
That's right. Of course, we know Todd pretty much well behaved.
Adams drives it to center field. This will probably tie the game. The catch made in center field. The throw going to third. Here comes the slide. Safe at third, and the run scored. Boy, that was close at third base.
Absolutely.
On the throw by center fielder Anthony Welly. So the sacrifice fly by Adams. 2-2 our score. Coming home is Kyle Buddy with the second run. Alex Buddy goes to third. And hanging on over at first was Adam Bacchus. We'll bring Scott Rugemer to the plate with two outs.
Good play by the center fielder. He really didn't have a chance at home plate. It's a better option going that way. Tried to keep the runners from advancing an extra base.
Scott Rugemer so far today, 0-3 for Richmond. Now Matt Imdick steps off the rubber. He looked at the dugout, looked at Doug and Kurt Meyer for just a bit. And Imdick delivers a strike to Scott Rugemer, and the count 0-1. 0-1 the count. Two outs, two on for Richmond. Cole Schmitz on deck for the Royals. Pitch by Imdick, and Rugemer drives it to right field. Colton Meyer right there. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Royals here in the seventh. They get the equalizers. Two runs on three hits. There were no Meyer Grove errors and two left on base. After seven, it's Meyer Grove 2 and Richmond 2. Region 15 seat baseball action. We're back in a minute.
At Albany Mutual Telephone, they offer internet, phone, mobile, and TV services through one of the most advanced fiber-to-home networks in the country. These services are enjoyed by thousands of people in the region just like you, and is made possible in no small part due to the cooperative business model. Telecom cooperatives are far ahead of the technology curve. In rural areas where private companies typically don't invest, your co-op delivers. If you're already a part of them, thank you. If not, switch today.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, and your customers because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They're able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print processes are done in-house. Rambo, New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
I've seen it on a program.
Top of the eighth inning, Jaron Klopach will lead it off for the Meyer Grove Grovers. It'll be Jaron. This is the bottom third of the order. Jaron Klopach, Anthony Welly, and Kurt Marthal are facing Eli Emerson. A 2-2 ball game now in the eighth inning. So far today, Jaron Klopach 0-3. The first pitch from Emerson, a ball. Well, Emerson delivers outside and 2-0.
Big spot for a young pitcher like Eli. Try to preserve this tie game right now.
There's a strike called and 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
So he's going to be a senior?
I believe that's what Kirby told me. Wow. Two balls, one strike. Breaking ball, chops it to Holes at second. Nice big hop. Connor on to first, 4-3 in the putout. One out. Anthony Welly steps up to the plate. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for Meyer Grove. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for Richmond.
Okay.
Anthony Welly, 1-for-2 today, a walk. First pitch from Emerson, a strike called, 0-1. Here's Welly. He'll pop this one up in the infield. Emerson calling for it on the mound, makes the catch for the out. Not very high up in the air, and now Corey Niewind was coming in. And you hear those big feet of Corey coming at you, you kind of worry a little bit. But
he's pretty much his ball, really, is that Corey.
So two outs.
Corey says, let the young guy play, huh?
That's right. And number nine hitter, Kurt Marthaler. Comes to the plate. We are seeing activities that Colton Meyer may be throwing. It is Colton throwing in the bullpen, number 24. And Marthaler takes low for a ball, 1-0.
Makings of an extra inning game here, Randy.
There was regions where we had a lot of extra inning
yes,
games. And when Richmond had regions.
Oh, my, yes, we did, didn't we?
Had a lot of great ball games. One ball, no strikes. Marthaler pitch just missing outside. And the count 2-0. Too low the count. Thank you for all those text messages this morning from all you baseball listeners across the country and here in central Minnesota. There's a line drive right over the food tent. And the count now 2-1. If you feel compelled to maybe drop me a text, I appreciate that. 320-248-1602. Just let us know where you're listening to our broadcast from. Marthaler swings through the breaking ball from Emerson and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Fouled to the screen and off the bathrooms here, and the count stays 2-2. If Greg is listening and Grant is listening and Kenny is listening, you guys need to work harder.
Oh, boy.
Get my pumpkin shed fixed. There's strike three called, and Marthaler gets caught looking here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 7.5. It's Meyer Grove 2 and Richmond 2. Region 15 seed baseball action. We're back in a minute.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is always ready to address your new or remodeling projects. Being an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing and Heating in Richmond to learn more about Rheem products or phone 597-3200.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go, contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming up. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Now the afternoon in Chasm Country. Thank you for listening to KASM here in Albany. Boy, the text messages coming in right and left. Todd Menke up in Detroit Lakes. He spells WeFest. W-E-E-E, WeFest. Mankey, good spelling there.
You had a boy.
Bruce Bierman, he's listening up at WeFest, too. He's keeping an eye on Todd Mankey. Thank you, Bruce. And it looks like the Cubs are listening at volleyball tournament in Greenwald while flipping burgers for Barley Days. Barley Days going on in Greenwald. And, of course, somebody is listening in their rocker in Lake Henry. Does that sound pleasant or what? Listening in their rocker in Lake Henry.
Absolutely.
I love it. Love it. Region 15 feet baseball reaching all parts of the country.
Meyer Grove with a new pitcher here now, Jaron Klopach, will come on here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jake Meyer will move from first base to right field. Colton Meyer will be over at third base now, coming in from right field. Jordan Klopach will move to shortstop. Kyle Marthaler will be over at first base right now.
So a lot of defensive changes for Meyer Grove here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cole Schmitz at the plate for the Richmond Royals.
The way it is in amateur baseball, though, Randy, isn't it? You got to be able to play more than one position.
One ball, one strike, and Schmitz takes a strike called and one and two. One ball, two strikes. Cold Spring Rockies still tied with Granite Falls as Schmitz drives it to deep left center field. Back in the gap and making the catch is Welly in the deep left center field. Anthony Welly goes a long way to make that catch. Wow. Schmitz just missing it.
Oh, that was close. High enough.
It was high enough, and I thought maybe he'd get some help from the wind.
I did, too.
So Jaron Klopach gets the first out here in the eighth inning. Here's Dan Hansen taking a strike call on the outside corner. Of course, sitting in a rocker in Lake Henry is the lovely LeVon Spanier. LeVon, thank you for joining us today. Here's Hansen swinging, missing, strike two. 0-2 the count. The ball's two strikes, one out. Klopach ready again. And a swing and a miss, a sneaky fastball there. And Hansen out on strikes. Nice pitch. Bring Connor Doles to the plate. Connor, 0-3 so far today.
Nice pitch by Jaron. Kept it away from Dan Hansen. Dan Hansen got some power from that left side.
Klopach's pitch. Doles takes low for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, Doles laces it to left field. This one's foul, though, down that left field line. And that one's going to roll away. That's rolling all the way up to Interstate 94 and across. No, just kidding. One ball, one strike to Doles. Klopach's breaking ball, that freezes Doles at the plate, and the count 1-2. Don't think they've seen that curveball yet, and that was Jaron Klopach's first curveball.
Oh, they take a lot off of it, don't they?
1-2 pitch, Klopach's breaking ball, a swing and a miss. Doles is out on strikes, and that'll do it for Richmond in the eighth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played eight, it's Meyer Grove 2 and Richmond 2. Region 15 seat baseball action. We're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Who's got time for downtime in farming? That's why you should never risk putting cheap hydraulic fluids in your equipment. Today's sophisticated hydraulics need the advanced protection of Senex QuickLift HTV. It's the best way to protect transmission and hydraulic systems under heavy demands with double the gear load carrying capacity of ordinary hydraulic fluids.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. With Senex QuickLift HTV, you'll have the confidence when it counts. CHS Prairie Lakes, Agronomy, Energy, and Grain Marketing.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Okay, top of the ninth inning. Region 15 seed baseball. First game of our Saturday marathon of four games. And we got a good one going again, Don.
Yes, we do, Randy.
2-2, top of the ninth.
Excellent game last night between El Rosa and Regal. We got another good one going on right here.
Eli Emerson on in relief of starting pitcher Alex Buddy. And the first pitch he delivers to Tanner Klopach, the leadoff hitter, he drills him in the hip. So a hit batter right off the bat.
Ooh, not a good way to start the ninth inning for Eli.
Kurt Meyer going through some signs over at third, and you can just about bet you're probably going to get a sacrifice in this situation. Ninth inning, Kyle Buddy creeping in on the grass over at third. And the bunt, strike one, a rule to strike to Jordan Klopach on the inside corner.
Kind of thought he offered at that, didn't you? He wanted to hold back, but it was a little late.
0-1 the count.
Good pitch by Eli though, for a bunt situation. It was a tough 1-2 bunt.
Emerson comes home, and that's going to hit Jordan Klopach. So back-to-back hit batters. We're in the top of the ninth inning by Emerson, has brought Andy Bauer out of the Richmond dugout to go have a word with the Royals' young pitcher.
I guess I don't know what Eli was thinking there. You thought he stepped into that? I couldn't hardly could he have.
I know that was
kind of hit him in the middle of the body.
Right there in the hip, yeah. Colton Meyer, the scheduled hitter for Meyer Grove here in the ninth inning, nobody out, 2-1, nobody out for the Grovers. Going over situation here, if a bunt is laid down by Colton Meyer, do you take the maybe sure out at first, or do you try to get the lead runner at third, and who's going to field it? Who's going to stay home? Is Kyle Buddy going to stay home at third?
I'd say that's where you got to bunt it. Got to get him away. Chris Adams going to have to cover. It's going to have to probably shift the whole way around. Got TJ Schleicher warming up for Richmond right now.
Here's Colton Meyer looking to punt. Puts it down right out in front of the plate. Cole Schmitz has to field. He'll throw to first.
Ooh.
And they get Colton Meyer by just a step or step and a half. Close play. And again, your catcher Cole Schmitz has to pop way out there and throw into the runner.
Excellent bunting. Just excellent bunting by Meyer Grove today.
So score 2-3, one out, runners at second and third. Now you got the possibility of a squeeze at any time as cleanup hitter Andrew Welly steps to the plate. Runners at second and third. Andrew Welly swings at the breaking ball and misses, strike one. Swinging away was Welly on that pitch. Kurt Meyer going through some signs again over at third. The corners, actually, the infield is in on the grass.
Yes,
now.
They are.
The infield is in. Here's the pitch by Emerson. Strike two on the inside corner to Anthony Welly. Or make it Andrew Welly. Excuse me, Andrew Welly.
Andrew, yes.
So 0-2. Runners at second and third. Tie game here in the top of the ninth, 2-2. Emerson's pitch and a swing and a miss at the pitch in the dirt. Schmitz has to throw to first, and they get him out at first. What a huge strikeout for Eli Emerson.
Oh,
and Andrew Welly is out on strikes.
Pitch in the dirt that Andrew swung at.
Now they will walk Drake Meyer, his second intentional walk of the afternoon. It loads him up, and it brings Alex Welly to the plate. Alex is 1-for-4 today with a run scored. Eli Emerson. Looking down at Cole Schmitz, Alex Welly. Right-handed hitter at the plate. Emerson's pitch. A little bit low of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Alex Welly. Big wide open stance. Emerson ready on the mound. Come home. Here's a chopper down the third base line and foul. And the count, 1-1. Tanner Klopak over at third. Jordan Klopak at second. And at first, it's Drake Meyer. Rovers with 8 hits in the game. Royals with 8 hits in the game. The fans are here.
They are.
This place is filled up. Next ball game, Lake Henry and New London Spicer. Eli Emerson's breaking ball a little bit high in the count 2-1. A lot of composure for this young man. Situation here. Fifth inning of work. Emerson works from the stretch. 2-1 pitch. Strike called and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nicole Schmitz calls behind the plate right now. I think Emerson's relying on Schmitz's experience.
I would think so.
Knowledge of these hitters. The 2-2. Oh, a check swing by Welly. The home plate umpire said he did not go around, and now they're going to appeal to the base umpire. And no, he says. Old Schmitz wanted that, and there was a bit of a check swing by Alex Welly.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, but the runners will be off.
Like we always say, you know, you got the umpire playing, or the base ump is over on the shortstop side with a right-handed hitter. There's no way we can see that check swing.
3-2 the count. The runners are off here with two outs. Pitch by Eli Emerson. Low and away. Ball four, and he walks in the go-ahead run from Meyer Grove here in the ninth.
Check swing looks big here right now.
So two hit batters and two walks in the ninth inning, and Meyer Grove has taken a 3-2 lead over Richmond. Here's the pitcher, Jaron Klopak. And Emerson's pitch followed by Klopak to the backstop and the count 0-1. Balls, one strike. Some activity still. DJ Schleicher throwing in that bullpen for the Richmond Royals. Here's a drive to right field. Ruggemer coming hard. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove in the ninth. But they get the go-ahead run, scoring one run on no hits. There were no errors, and the bases left loaded, three left on. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Meyer Grove 3 and Richmond 2. More Region 15-seat baseball action coming up in 1 minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
For good conversation and your favorite libation, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and is always willing to serve up your favorite beverage. Corky's plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Don't forget to stop for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 till 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's carries electronic pool tabs. Good luck to the Richmond Royals from Corky's in Richmond.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And again, a one-run game, like last night, to the bottom of the ninth inning. Meyer Grove holding that 3-2 lead over the Richmond Royals. Corey Neewen, Kyle Buddy, and Alex Buddy, the scheduled hitters, against Jaron Klopak. Jaron looking for the victory now, as he is the pitcher of record for Meyer Grove. Final score today out of Region 1C, Sartell beat North Branch 7-1 in Region 1C. Over in Region 8C, Sobieski defeated St. Stephen today 4-1. St. Stephen eliminated. Sobieski will qualify for the state tournament. top of the ninth inning in the 11th seed, Granite Falls and the Cold Spring Rockies, 4-4. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Boudreaux leading Marshall 9-3 in Region 2B. Corey Niewand takes a strike from Jaron Klopach and 0-1 as the tall right-hander delivers the breaking ball, strike two on a swing by Niewand.
We're eliminated in that region that were very good powerhouses. We're talking about it on the ball.
I think they have actually lost their first round games.
Oh, okay.
They were necessarily eliminated. Niewand drives this one to right field. There's Drake Meyer. He'll fill the gap and make the catch for the out. Well, I thought that ball would take off a little bit more. It kind of died out there in right field.
Now look at the flag right now, Randy. It's pretty not like it was before.
No. Changed a little bit again.
You can tell. Warming up a little bit here again.
One out for Richmond in the ninth, and here is Kyle Buddy. Buddy takes a ball low and away, 1-0. E.J. Schleicher continues to throw. And the pitch, a strike called, and 1-1. DJ has suffered from shingles the last couple weeks, so he's been battling that, and not fun to have. If you've had shingles, I've heard stories of people with shingles. It is not a good thing to have. One ball, two strikes to count to Kyle Buddy as he pulls the last pitch off. Jaron Klopach. On the mound, the right-hander kicks in, delivers the curveball. Buddy laces it in the right field, a base hit between first and second. So Kyle Buddy with a nice day, 3-for-3 and a walk for Kyle Buddy. That'll bring Alex Buddy to the plate. Alex Buddy so far today, 2-for-4. 9 hits for the Richmond Royals. One on, one up. Papaka worked from the stretch. And that bounces up to the plate. Nice stop there by Alex Welly.
Where Richmond could raise havoc with these two speedsters. Got Alex at the plate and Kyle at first. Do you stun them? Do you get them started?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Kyle doesn't have a real big lead at first. Jaron Klopach's pitch is blown away. And now 2-0. So Jaron has to work out of the stretch now.
It's a little different.
Looks a little different, yeah. Two balls, no strikes. Kick the pitch in. High and tight to Alex Buddy and 3-0. Now if you're Alex Buddy, Don, you just about have to take two pitches.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, anyhow, if you can get Kyle over to second base, it's your best opportunity as Jaron Klopach kicks and delivers, and there's a strike right down the middle and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Kyle Buddy takes his lead at first, held over there. And the pitch to Alex Buddy's high ball 4. So Alex Buddy works himself a walk that'll put runners at first and second for the Royals here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Again, Meyer Grove leading 3-2.
Walks, huh, Randy? Walks.
If you are coming to the baseball park today, you can use the Cemetery Road. Use the Cemetery Road. There's parking behind the ballpark. No need to park way out on the streets here in New Munich. So use the Cemetery Road and just make your way around. There's lots of parking along the sides and behind the ballpark, so all fairly close. You don't have to park downtown New Munich. Lots of parking. Okay, here we go. First and second for the Royals. Adam Backus at the plate. Adam so far today, 1-for-2 with two walks. And Jaron Klopach's pitch, a strike called, and 0-1 to Adam Backus. The outfield about medium depth right now.
Sir Kirby's telling these hitters, make sure he throws a strike to you right away. Don't be swinging too early in this count.
Jaron Klopach's pitch inside to Adam Backus. A ball and 1-1. Backus pulled that down like he was going to maybe drop a little bunt
yes,
down.
Yes, he did.
Colton Meyer playing back over at third. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and Bacchus will take high for a ball, and now 2-1.
Boy, they stretch this.
The park almost gets silent here on every pitch. I mean, it's a big crowd, and they've been boisterous at times, but it's like every pitch there's some excitement to it as Bacchus swings through the Klaphaus pitch and misses strike two, 2-2.
Klaphaus is just a different pitcher out of the stretch here right now.
Two balls, two strikes. The Buddy Brothers on at first and second. Pitch, and Bacchus rips it to third. Colton Meyer will step on the bag at third. His throw to first, not in time. Bacchus is safe at first. So they get the force out at third.
He wasn't quite hit hard enough to turn two on that one with Adam Bacchus running. He's running well yet, even though he hurt his knee or his ankle in that slide into second base earlier in the game.
So now we have Alex Buddy at second, Adam Bacchus at first, and here's Dusty Adams. For the fourth time today, Dusty's coming to the plate with a lot of runners on the base paths. Dusty got a sacrifice fly in his last at bat. He's 0-for-3 with that sac fly. And Dusty will take a strike call from Jaron Klaphock in 0-1.
Kyle Marthal made a heck of a play over there on that throw from third base, saving that guy from second to go. That gets by him. He maybe has a chance to score, Alex.
Here's Klaphock's pitch, and Adams will follow this one back in over our heads. And the count to Dusty Adams at 0-2. First and second, those base runners. Bottom of the ninth inning, 3-2, Meyer Grove.
Jaron needs to be careful here now with Dusty Adams with 0-2 counts. You don't want to give him nothing too good.
Klaphock ready again. Comes to the set, delivers, and Adams will follow it at the plate. And the count stays 0-2 to Dusty. Well, it's two strikes. Dusty Adams back into the batter's box. Alex Buddy will take his lead at second. Adam Bacchus at first. And the pitch by Klaphock is outside, a ball in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, two on. Jaron Klaphock. The big curveball is high in 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. We're live from New Munich this afternoon here on KESM as New London Spicer and Lake Henry wait to play game number two. Klaphock's pitch, and Adams will follow this one back and over the bleachers here. And the count stays 2-2 to Dusty Adams. On deck, Scott Ruggemer for the Royals. Adams was down in the count, 0-2. They kick the pitch, and Adams lines this one to the second baseman who makes the catch for the out, and that will do it. Meyer Grove wins this one today, 3-2 over the Richmond Royals. For the Royals in the ninth, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. Your final score today, Meyer Grove 3, Richmond 2. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back or recap this one, and we'll name your Audi and Richmond A&W Player of the Game right after these messages.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, and your customers because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They're able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print processes are done in-house. Rambo, New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go, Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Robstein, Don Nine, and back with you at the Munich, where our first game today is non-final. It was Meyer Grove 3 and Richmond 2. Don, our line score. Okay, for the Meyer Grove Grovers today, they scored 3 runs on 8 hits. They committed no errors. They left 13 men on base. For the Richmond Royals, they scored 2 runs on 9 hits, committed no errors, and left 10 on base. So your final today from New Munich, 3-2, Meyer Grove. Meyer Grove will advance here to that winner's bracket tonight.
Yeah, the Grovers will have to play at 8 o'clock tonight over in Farming. They'll take on the winner of New London Spicer and Lake Henry. And Richmond, they will play in a loser's bracket game, an elimination game. They'll play tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against the loser
of this next game.
So,
Lake Henry, New London.
So that's the stats there. Jaron Klopach comes on, gets the win in relief today. The loss will go to Eli Emerson, who pitched very, very well for Richmond in relief. Just ran into some trouble in the ninth inning with 2 hit batters and 2 walks.
That was kind of key, wasn't it?
It really was. Really was.
Walks are going to come back to haunt you. They normally do in tight games like this. You keep putting base runners on. We've seen Jaron there, too. When he got taken out of the windup, he was a little bit of a different pitcher there, too. He struggled a little bit with his control. But I've seen, like Alex Buddy, too, in the start of the game, he looked like he was going to be on fire all day today with his curveball. It really looked good, but he ran into a little trouble trying to control that curveball. Didn't rely on his fastball as much as I had thought he would be doing. And I think both pitchers, I looked at Matt Emdick and I looked at Alex Buddy, they both were using that curveball a lot early in the game today.
All right, Don, time to name our Albany A&W Player of the Game. That Player of the Game receives a $10 certificate. Good at either Albany or Richmond A&W. And we've got a little bit of a toss-up today because the Meyer boys, Colton and Drake, both were on base a lot today. Drake was on base 4 times today, intentionally walked twice. He went 2-for-3 today, Drake Meyer did. And Colton Meyer, he was 2-for-3 in the ball game. He had a nice sacrifice bunt in the ninth inning. Also reached on a fielder's choice. So, flip of the coin. Don, Drake, it is Drake Meyer, our player of the game today. Drake gets a Chasm hat. Compliments of the Chasm Farm Department and Joe Gill, and also that $10 gift certificate. So, congratulations, Drake Meyer, and thank you to Richmond and Albany A&W for sponsoring our Player of the Game award. And thank you to our Region 15C sponsors, Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill, Ecker Feed Service, Central Minnesota Realty, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance, Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, CHS of El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, BNS Excavating, Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, Carpies Bar, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gelt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooters Trucking, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Cutzer Excavating, St. Martin National Bank, and Insurance Agency, Stony Creek Dairy, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, State Bank of Richmond, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, El Rosa Graham Pete, the Greenwall Pub, and Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming. We'll do it all again in about a half an hour from Dominic. Our final score here in game number one today, it was Meyer Grove 3, Richmond 2. You've been listening to Region 15C Baseball Action on KASM. Scott's going to have the birthday club for you. He's going to get some funeral announcements for you, do a little house cleaning back at the radio station, and we'll rejoin you here on KASM about a half hour. For Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. Scott, you can stop the recording and get ready for game number two in about a half hour. It's all yours.